This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A man who watched the Texas school shooting from outside his home across the street says police should have gone into the school sooner than they did. A source says law enforcement had trouble breaching the locked classroom door and had to find somebody with a key. Gunman Salvador Ramos killed 19 children and two teachers inside the elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Authorities say the massacre inside a locked classroom lasted upwards of 40 minutes, ending only when Ramos was killed by a Border Patrol team. Ramos' grandfather, Rolando Reyes, was asked why he shot and wounded his grandmother before the school attack.
I don't know.
Reyes, seemingly stunned by all the questions, also said he didn't know the 18-year-old had bought two semi-automatic weapons.
There's still no word on why the gunman killed the children and teachers. He also shot and wounded his grandmother. Governor Greg Abbott says about a half hour before the shootings, Ramos sent the first of three online messages warning about his plans. Police in Philadelphia are searching for a gunman on a bike who shot and wounded four people walking to a prom party last night. Chief Inspector Scott Small.
Police arrived on the block within seconds since they heard the shots, and they found a total of four shooting victims.
There's surveillance video.
You can clearly see a male on a mountain bike riding on the sidewalk westbound in the 3500 block of Fairmount Avenue. And that's when we believe he fired multiple shots.
Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. The number of Americans collecting unemployment is historically low. 8 of the 10 largest cities in the U.S. lost population during the first year of the pandemic. At the top of the list, New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. This is AP News. Now to a one-time star who's going to prison. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A former reality TV star has been sentenced to prison in a child pornography case. A federal judge in Arkansas has delivered the new reality for Josh Duggar that he will be spending more than a decade in prison. Prosecutors had sought 20 years, the max, but they say they're satisfied with the judge's decision to put him in lockup for 12 and a half years. The defense asked for 5, even as they continue to claim his innocence. Duggar's large family was featured in the TLC show 19 Kids and Counting. His actions helped bring about the demise of the show. It was canceled when it came out that he molested 4 of his sisters and a babysitter years earlier. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
In Washington, the top law enforcement official in the House says members of Congress should be barred from carrying firearms anywhere in the U.S. Capitol building or its surrounding office buildings and grounds. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.